Oh, Paul Kettle, if I wasn't afraid of my breath and you haven't fallen, I'd lambast you.
Oh, Ma, I didn't mean nothing. Flag's down in the mailbox. Wonder what it is.
Well, best way I know of finding out is to walk out and say.
Oh, Rosie can bring it when she comes back from school.
Rosie didn't go to school. She went uptown.
Well, the kids can bring them before they go to school.
They've gone to school.
I guess I better go and get the mail.
I guess you'd better. Don't slam the door! I don't want my bread to fall!
It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, February 24th, 2020. Today is the birthday of American character actress Marjorie Main, born in Acton in rural Shelby County, Indiana, in 1890. She is best known as a Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer contract player in the 1940s and 50s, and for her role as Ma Kettle in 10 Ma and Pa Kettle movies. She started her career in vaudeville and theater and appeared in film classics such as Dead End, Dark Command, The Shepherd of the Hills, Meet Me in St. Louis, and Friendly Persuasion. She began her professional career as a performer touring in Chautauqua presentations with a Shakespearean repertory company. After performing for 5 months in a stock company in Fargo, North Dakota, she began working in vaudeville. In the mid-19-teens, she appeared in several plays, which included touring in Cheating Cheaters with John Barrymore in 1916. She also debuted in the Broadway theater in Yes or No in 1918. In addition, she returned to vaudeville to perform at the Palace Theater in a skit called The Family Ford with comedian W.C. Fields. One of her best-known stage performances was in 1935's Dead End as Mrs. Martin, the mother of gangster Babyface Martin. She played the part in 460 performances before leaving the show in 1936. One of her first feature film appearances was as an extra in A House Divided in 1931. She portrayed a diverse set of characters in subsequent films for different studios. These included roles in which she was cast as a mother, a prison matron, a landlady, an aunt, a secretary, and a rental agent, among others. She was ultimately typecast in abrasive, domineering, salty roles for which her distinctive, gravelly voice was well suited. Her best-known role was that of Ma Kettle in the Ma and Pa Kettle film series. She had renewed her contract with MGM for another 7 years, which continued until the mid-50s, when the studio loaned her to Universal Pictures to play Ma Kettle for the first time in The Egg and I in 1947, which starred Claudette Colbert and Fred McMurray. Marjorie played opposite Percy Kilbride as Pa Kettle and was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Actress in a Supporting Role for her performance. The Kettle characters proved to be so popular among film audiences that Universal decided to do a series. In addition to acting in the films, Marjorie wrote some of the dialogue for her memorable character and created her own costumes and makeup. After her retirement from acting, she lived a quiet, secluded life in Los Angeles. In 1974, a year before her death, she attended the Los Angeles premiere of the MGM documentary film That's Entertainment. It was her first public appearance since she had retired in 1958. At the televised post-premiere party, she was greeted with cheers of enthusiasm and applause from a large crowd of spectators. She died of lung cancer on April 10, 1975, at age 85, at St. Vincent's Hospital in Los Angeles. Best known for playing raucous, rough, cantankerous women on screen, she was, in truth, soft-spoken, shy, and dignified when she was out of the spotlight. She made more than 80 films, and the cornball humor of the Kettle movies endured in subsequent television shows such as The Beverly Hillbillies and Green Acres in the 1960s. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for February 24th, 2020. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.